Yes, I am. Are you currently involved in any Jewish or other community
or members
organization and institutions?
Just members of this synagogue. Beth Shalom.
Beth Shalom. Where are you meeting now? Is it still able to be used as a synagogue after the fire? Their fire was a few years ago.
Sorry, I was disconnected.
Are you very active in any of their...
No, my wife is, but I'm not.
Well, what...
Well, she studied Hebrew. And she participates in education. And she's on the committee. The planning committee. They do a great deal of education. And she's involved in... Since the new rabbi took her, there's a planning process of future education.
Oh, state.
Yeah, right. She's on that committee.
What did your wife do before she married?
Well, the same thing she does now. She's a social worker. They changed her life.
With what organizations does she work?
She's an administrator now with the Allegheny County Health Department.
What facet of social work does she do?
Well, she does more general administration. And, almost everything Allegheny County Health Department does is involved with poor people. So there's a lot of generic social work just to solve the problems. Light on this disease, and at the same time trying to energize the process to make it disappear. I was in Layla yesterday consulting with the Centers for Disease Control about a new document which was established screening policy. I'm trying to get them to get more aggressive as soon as they become active. So my major concern is doing whatever I can scientifically and at the same time affecting health policy.
Are you having any effect in Washington at all?
Well, it remains to be seen. I mean, I did have spent all day lecturing these folks. We'll see if it bears out. You know, the current political situation is not one of great enthusiasm for spending money on health care or social welfare. But there's still some margin.
Is that affecting anything that you're trying to do?
You mean the movement to help to manage care?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know that it's affecting everybody's lives.
Oh, I know. But is it adversely affecting?
Yeah, I think
how else?
I think it will because. There's a great reluctance from these HMOs to spend money on, even though they talk about preventive activities, so they're really not interested in spending money on prevention. And prevention begins by drawing bloodlines at $10 a pop. They don't want to do that. So you, yes, it's a negative influence.
But if a doctor would recommend this, they
would do it. Well, yeah, I guess, but some of these organizations have ways of discouraging doctors from making their recommendations. As you know, there's a lot of time.
Financial disincentives.
Yeah, exactly. It comes a little bit out of your own pocket.
What's with this Allegheny General Hospital and healthcare, you know, the insurance thing and the whole merger? I don't understand that that isn't a conflict of interest.
Well, that's happening all over. You're absolutely right. I believe it is. Insurance companies should not be in the business of providing care.
And yet it's allowed. It's not being disciplined.
Well, big business is in the catbird seat. They put up the politicians and they get pretty much what they want. I think the whole thing will eventually collapse, I hope it will, because it's not good for the public.
Well, it seems as though the big hospitals such as Allegheny General, which has acquired many of the medical institutions in Philadelphia, such as what used to be Women's Medical,
Hahnemann, part of Temple, St. Christopher's.
Temple.
Part of St. Christopher's Hospital used to be part of Temple's, now it's part of Allegheny General's chain.
And then again, Pitt, which is staying much closer to home.
Yeah, but it's very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Other hospitals. And it's tightly bound with Blue Cross Blue Shield. So they're really in an allegiance with an insurer.
Did they actually acquire Shadyside, or is that
they're
just
still
in the works?
Stage. It's not completely done.
Can't think of any more that.
Do you think of anything that you haven't told us that you want to tell us?
I will be glad.
I want to be the first to know.
Okay. About the pictures, I think, I have family pictures that are out this year. But I think.
You must have some for publicity.
Yeah, I've got some in my office. I'll have my secretary see.
Well, we were kind of waiting for some pronouncement from on high.
What do you mean?
When Gene asked if you had anything that you would like to say that you would like.
Oh, some words of great wisdom.
Some words of great wisdom.
But not such things.
Pronouncements
from
on high.
It's not the time for.
Yeah.
You look tired. You look
tired.
Listen, I can't believe till I find my glasses.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Took them off when I went home.
Well, that's my problem. When I take them off, I can't see them.
Well, no, I can see.
I don't take them off.
Yeah, but it's not in there. I had them on, and I went to get the recorder.
Here. Thank
you.
The thing about these is they're quite visible. Mine are not.
You're right. You're such a
They disappear with